go home, they go home. All these years I feel like nothing. Where should I score? This time that's done. Every week I feel myself grow old. Each day I've been wandering under the sun. 5 minutes and it's closing in. I got 15 seconds again. Can I stay? And you're listening to CITR FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And it's time right now for The Nerd War, the Human Serviette Radio Show. And who do we have in the studio right now? Oh, sorry. And who do we have in the studio right now?
It's me. It's Roger Allen.
Roger, what did we just hear and what are we doing today? And what have people seen?
What we just heard, we heard three songs. We heard the Zamboni Drivers, we heard No Fun, and we heard Onion House. And at the beginning with the Zamboni Drivers, I was skating Ghost, which I have here in my hand holding up to the camera because this is being live streamed through Twitch. And I still...
Twitch. And you, Roger Allen, if people are listening on CITR, have heard you many times on an Ardoir to Human Serviette radio show. That's but true. Also, you've done a lot of Twitch action. And today, what are we doing? We're live in the studio actually playing records. We're not over Twitch. We're live on CITR Radio helping to celebrate CITR's 85th birthday. Wow. So we're playing stuff relating to the 85th birthday of CITR, right?
Maybe from the year 1985, but nothing 85 years old. But yeah, that's amazing that CITR has been broadcasting for that long. And this is the first time I've been on your show, Nardwar, the radio show many times, but it's been at least 3 years since I've been back in the radio studio. So it's cool to be here.
And props out to CITR, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, a radio station that you can join. You can do a radio show. And today, yes, we're doing CITR 85. I didn't realize 1985. Bah, boom. CITR 1985. Although when I think of CITR, I think of 1987 because that's the year CITR went to 1800 full watts. But right now, maybe let's go back like for some CITR IDs. Well, let's go back to the Nardwar show in 1987 and a little promo. What did we hear? What did we hear? Did you go over what we heard?
That was very briefly. At the beginning, as I said, we heard the Zamboni Drivers with Skating Ghost, and I still have the cassette I recorded on my Akai boombox when I first heard that song on CITR Friday Night's radio show, and that was probably 38 years ago. I still actually have the cassette, and it took me 38 years, basically, to find this record. When I first heard it, I thought, no problem, I'll go down and get it. But I think there's only maybe 100 copies of this record. And it was actually through the help of Nardwar, I was able to track it down at a kind of a nomadic record shop. He was at a flea market, and he happened to have it. And I was thrilled to get it. And it's really cool graphic and really cool song.
And we will play a little bit of you hearing the Zamboni Drivers on CITR Radio, because CITR really helped you with your musical taste.
Because when I was listening, Suri's No Fun, on that same broadcast that I recorded 38 years ago in my bedroom, staying up late, I heard Suri BC's No Fun, which I also recorded, and there was no internet, right? There was no way, unless your friends had records or something interesting, you had no way of hearing this type of music. So I had a really big antenna on my as I said, boombox, and I was able to pick it up in the town I was in, which was a little ways from Vancouver. So I was able to hear all three of those bands, the Zamboni Drivers, No Fun, and lastly, we heard Onion House with a young Stephen McBean. And pretty sure I heard about that band, Onion House.
Stephen McBean from?
Black Mountain, now, and many other bands. And Fracture Side as well, I believe, right?
From Victoria, BC.
I'm pretty sure I heard about Onion House through reading Discorder Zine, which was, I believe it got released the same day they switched over to Cable. And that was in, I think it was 1982. I believe that's what you said, Nardwar. And CITR inspired me to start drawing on my T-shirts because I saw an ad for this local band, The Forbidden Beat, and I thought, well, I can't afford to buy these T-shirts. I don't know if they make T-shirts. I really like the music. I want to do something. I want to show the world. So I started drawing on my T-shirts. I don't have the Forbidden Beat one still, but I have this one that I created and wandered around my high school with, which I thought was quite brave, on my Sex Pistols T-shirt. And this is probably from 84 or something like that. So CITR inspired me both in what I heard to hear the music and then visually with the zine, and then that carried over into my life.
And what exactly are we doing again today, Roger Allen? This is me, Nardwar, the human serviette, live on CITR Radio and also broadcasting on Tweej. We have a double camera. There is Roger showing their Forbidden Beat record. What are we doing? We're celebrating CITR 85th anniversary. And again, CITR Radio. You could hear a lot of stuff on CITR you couldn't hear anywhere else. So this is you, actually. We'll play a little bit, but this is you actually hearing some Zamboni Drivers for the very first time on CITR Radio. Right, Roger? Maybe you could set this up?
Yeah, this is actually my cassette that I recorded 38 years ago or so on my radio in my bedroom, and I was able to digitize that cassette, and here it is.
Minutes after 1 o'clock with Vancouver's favorite band from Surrey, No Fun, and me and Warren Beatty from their cassette Snivel, and that is Snivel number one. Before that, Skating Ghost by the Zamboni Drivers. Well, didn't quite get it right the first time, but the second time was worth listening to because it's one of those records that you just have to collect. Actually, I have number 13 of 250. They only did 250, and I think they only sold 13 records.
You're still listening to CITR, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And it's me, Nardwar, the Human Serviette, live on CITR Radio with guest DJ Roger Allen, who discovered the tune we just heard, or the tune we just heard, Zamboni Drivers. Thank you, Roger. Roger's helping queue up all the records here as well. What did we just hear? We just heard a tiny clip, right, Roger?
We just heard a quick clip from a cassette that I recorded 38 years ago on my radio from CITR, and it was one of the first times I heard music that was, alternative, let's say, and it resonated with me, and it's here I am coming to CITR Radio all the time now, it seems, 38 years later still, as it was a big impact, it had a big impact on me.
And right now, we're going to go all the way back to 1987, the Nardwar Show on CITR Radio. Here is a promo, and then we're going to cut into a promo of the band Mudhoney. And we're going to hear some Mudhoney. Right, Roger?
Yeah, we're going to hear the incredible Seattle band Mudhoney with Touch Me, I'm Sick.
So, from 1987, the Nardwar Show, and then some Mudhoney from 1987 on the Nardwar, the Human Serviette Radio
Show.
If I asked you to name a dog, you'd say, I love cats, I love dogs, I love cats, I love dogs, well, birds, and maybe not, and you
meet with friends, beat happening, the smugglers, evaporators, and from beyond. A $6 all-ages teenage jungle hot. Saturday, November 10th at the Sub Ballroom, UBC.
Married in than a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. Going to Jackson, and that's a natural fact. We're going to Jackson, ain't never coming back. Ain't never coming back.
And you're still listening to, hopefully, CITR, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show with special guest DJ...
Cricket Walker.
Oh, sorry. Let me turn the mic. Special guest DJ...
Cricket Walker.
And what did we hear just there, and what are we doing today, Cricket Walker, Roger?
We just heard The Accused with Brutality and Corruption. And before that, we heard Pansy Division with Calvin Johnson, with Jackson. And before that, we heard Mud Honey with Touch Me, I'm Sick. And we're doing a special radio presentation celebrating 85 years here at CITR Radio.
CITR FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Yes, there is me in a DJ booth in... '90s at the old CITR location at the Student Union Building, and here we are at the UBC Student Nest, and anybody, Roger, can join CITR Radio. You can be a member. You can do a show on CITR Radio.
That's true, yeah, and yeah, it's a brand new, you know, really nice looking studio, so it's professional.
And before everything, we played a few promos, and I wanted to inform people, all the promos, like the Mudhoney promo, were all done by hand on reel-to-reel. Like, in other words, there was no computer. It was, like, hard to put everything together. I thought right now I'd play a little quick selection of some older Nard promos that were on CITR Radio, probably in, like, the 80s or the 90s. So a bit of going back in time, just as CITR is, till 1985. Anything else you want to say, Roger, about The Accused there?
Yeah, I went to Surrey, BC to see The Accused. It was an infamous show The show ended before it began in a big riot. And one of the interesting things about that show for me was I was at that show and I met Rattlehead, who he informed me about his radio show here at CITR called Power Chord. And Power Chord is still going on. I believe the first show of his was in 1985. I don't believe he's still hosting it, but the show lives on. And I brought here, in honor of Power Chord, I have here Slayer's Hell Awaits on Banzai Records. I always say Banzai, but it's not. It's Banzai. And Banzai was a record label, a record distributor that distributed all sorts of amazing metal albums in Canada. And
even name checked by Nickelback.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just recently. And anyways. That's what I wanted to say about The Accused.
So right now, we're going to play a few old Nardwuar promos. These are promos that ran on CITR radio in between radio shows like we hear nowadays. And again, you're listening to CITR, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, Nardwuar to Human Serviette, live here with special guest DJ...
Roger Allen.
And we're also simulcasting on Tweet! So right now, here are some older promos from the 80s and 90s done by me, Nardwuar to Human Serviette.
Hot dog, she's my baby. Hot dog, drives me crazy. Hot dog, don't be maybe. I oughta met my baby at the hot dog stand. Woo-hoo, what a rocket. Woo-hoo, what a rocket. Me and my baby moving to outer space. Oh yeah, me and my baby moving to outer space. When we landed on the moon, we said his fella's name was Nardwuar. Hey everybody, rock and roll is everywhere. Woo-hoo, what a Nardwuar. Woo-hoo, what a Nardwuar. Me and my baby listen to the Nardwuar show. Oh yeah, me and my baby listen to the Nardwuar show.
Not by a human, but by a supernatural being. A water sprite.
Tap, tap, tap. The faucet's dripping. Bang, bang, bang. The door won't close.
Brap, brap. Where's the landlord?
Thump, thump, thump. Your heart's a-pounding.
Ah! You've been evicted!
Got a problem? The Tenants' Rights Action Center can help you with its free information line for tenants. Just call them at 682-6341.
Rat, tat, tat.
You've now got cheese.
Let's rent a landlord, let's rent a landlord, let's rent a landlord, man.
Val, who's your favorite singer?
Lux Interior. Alex, who most influenced your drumming?
Nick Knox.
Ray! Do the hammer lock.
Who would you most like to date in the world?
I guess Poison Ivy.
Going down to Lonesome Town.
It's the Cramps! Join Nick Knox, Poison Ivy, Lux Interior, and new fur baby, Candy Del Mar, for a real CITR Jungle Hop, April 12th at the Commodore Ballroom. Okay, guys, kick it!
Well, come on, little mama, let's tear this damn place up!
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate, remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What does Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Nightmare Show on Sunya!
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
And you're still listening, I hope, to the Nardwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show, live here on CITR Radio with special guest DJ...
Roger Allen.
And Roger, what did we hear there? Some early Nard promos. Didn't we like some early promos from the Nard archives, and including a Cramps promo?
Yeah, well, I've been on your show in one way or another probably 100 times, and every time I've mentioned seeing the Cramps here at Thunderbird Ice Arena in, I think, 1985. At UBC, it was probably a CITR presentation.
It was a CITR presentation, but that gig actually was in 1990 or 91 at the Commodore Ballroom with Candy Dillmar on bass. And that was an example of one of the many CARTs, public service announcements, promos that I edited for CITR Radio. And again, we're live. Yes, we're live here. We're actually live on CITR Radio, also simulcasting on Twitch. And I wanted to give a little shout out to everybody on Twitch that has contributed to the show. Let's say, first off, CMB Dev. Thank you, CMB Dev. Thank you, Blazed, for the raid. I really appreciate that. That is amazing for you to bring all the people to our channel. And let's just do a special little acknowledgement for Blazed here. Actually, Roger, do you want to grab that the other phone? Okay. Yeah. Yeah, and this, if you could point it at back a bit. Yeah. Just arranging the mic. Hey, Blazed, it's Nardwar, the Human Serviette from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, saying thanks so much for the raid. Really appreciate it. And do-do-loo-do, Blazed. Live at CITR Radio. Roger, if you could keep that up there, actually, for a second. I really would appreciate that. Shout out. Shout out to Foon Dog. Do-do-do-do-dog. Do-do-loo-do, Pichio! Yeah, again, if people are wondering what the hell is going on here, it's me, Nardwar, the Human Serviette, live at CITR Radio, just shouting out a few people that acknowledged the show. Do-do-loo-do, Tanga! For show! We'll redo that. Do-do-loo-do, Tega, for show.
Classic.
Do-do-loo-do, Lester. Again, if people are listening to CITR Radio, in case they're wondering what's going on here, we're just writing down a list of people that have contributed to the show. Do-do-loo-do, Pans PP. Do 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 Pans P. Do 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 Matt Choke. Or do 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 Matt. Yes, We're still on the air, I think, at CITR Radio. Yeah, Roger, if you want to pan to prove to people that we actually are live here at CITR Radio in Vancouver, Canada, where you can actually do a radio show if you want to do a radio show. CITR Radio, and we're helping celebrate CITR 85 years on the air. What do we have coming up now, Roger?
I wanted to mention, previously we played Mudhoney, and I wanted to say that I saw Mudhoney here at UBC in November 1990 at an all-ages show presentation by Nardwar here at the Sub Ballroom. And here I have in my hand the CITR review by Carolyn L., where she didn't even mention the Smugglers as one of the opening bands, as the opening band. But she did say that the audience basically forced the band back to the back of the stage because the audience was out of control. But the thing I remember most, of course, was Nardwar, and I don't think he'll mind me mentioning this, Nardwar, I believe in a moment of frustration, asking the audience to spit on him. And maybe that was the first time I became aware of Nardwar, because that's not something you hear every day. And I turned around, and people were definitely taking him up on that offer.
Yes, people did spit on me. My idea was for the gig. It was, you know, Mudhoney was a big band. Previously, I had done gigs, but they weren't as big. So my idea for gigs in general, promoting all ages, teen gigs, was if you come to one Nardwar gig, we give you a penny. If you come to the next gig, you trade in your penny for a
nickel.
For a nickel. And if you come to the next gig, you trade in a nickel for
dime.
A lot of people were attending a Nardwar show for the very first time. So they were getting a
penny.
And unfortunately, they were throwing the pennies at
Nardwar.
So I said, okay, this is not working. Spit on me. And everybody did. And I was sick for 6 months. And same with my mom. That was the mistake. But that was the emphasis of me saying that. I was so frustrated with people. I was kind of like, okay, just spit on me. Instead of like throwing coins, spit on me. But that was just as bad. So right now, Roger, back to you.
Oh, and also at that same show, Beat Happening also played at the Whoa Dad, It's Mudhoney show. And we hear a lot about the 90s Seattle music scene, but we don't hear as much about the Olympia music scene, which was maybe just as good. And we don't hear so much about K-Rock and amazing bands like Bikini Kill. So it was good to hear Calvin Johnson and Pansy Division play Jackson.
We're on CITR Radio, live. What do we have coming up now, Roger?
Coming up, we have the ever-amazing band Off, because they have an exclamation mark in their name.
Here we go on CITR, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, the Nardwar to Human Serviette Radio Show, special guest DJ
Crooked Allen.
In honor of CITR?
Getting old.
85. And you're still listening, hopefully, to CITR Radio and the Nardwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show. And also, we're simulcasting on Twitch. And we did have actually, what did we hear in that past set? Because we did actually before, you're seeing me queue up records. And one of the records coming up is going to be the Cramps. Somebody had a question, about the Dead Kennedy. What was the question about the Cramps record in a Dead Kennedy sleeve? Could you please answer that, Roger, the guest DJ, Roger Allen, who has kindly brought out all these records. Sorry, Roger, I'll turn on your mic right here.
Yeah, that was, I just had a Dead Kennedy's handbill in that sleeve to talk about here during the show, as the Cramps album is a picture disc. It didn't have an actual cardboard printed sleeve. It's just a blank sleeve. But yeah, the Dead Kennedys, this was a CITR presented show. And I was just looking for a date, October 20th. Nardwar's had many amazing interviews here on CITR with Jello Biafra. And
we did one on Twitch, too. Twitch, yep. With Jello. You were there, Roger.
Yeah, that was, I believe it was YouTube, but maybe it was Twitch as well. And it was pretty cool to speak to Jello. And
people can check it out at nardwar.com. It's a radio show as well. And shout out to the listener that noticed the Cramps record mixed in with the Dead Kennedys flyer.
Dead Kennedys flyer.
What did we just hear? We ended with DRI.
Yeah, ended with DRI. Before that, we heard GBH. We heard Off. We heard Off with I Don't Belong Upside Down. And 7 Seconds were the opening band for CITR's 1989 show at Graceland here in Vancouver, where the Circle Jerks played, and they had a special guitarist, the Circle Jerks, Chris Pullen, that night, which was unusual. And Nardwar, you recently interviewed Off, and it was a great interview, and it's so great to hear this band with the name is escaping me, the artist.
Pettibone.
Yeah, Raymond Pettibone, who started, making, it's debatable how it all happened, but he did do the artwork for Black Flag, and Chris Morris was the first singer for Black Flag, and he sounds every bit as ferocious now as he did way back in the Circle Jerks or Black Flag days.
And what else did we hear there? We heard a couple other songs, didn't we?
Yeah, then we heard, which could easily have been mistaken for Minor Threat, this band Skewball Grand Union, which featured Ian McKay and Jeff Nelson of Minor Threat. And this is kind of on this neat one-sided, it's a one-sided clear 7-inch. So there's only, it's blank on one side. And again, Nardwar, you've had some really amazing run-ins with Ian McKay, and as well you
Well, I really appreciate you, Roger, bringing out all these records to CITR Radio. Have I been mishandling some of them? Like, because you've had some trouble putting some of the records back, right?
Yeah, it's exciting. There's lots going on here as this is being broadcast live. What's going out on the radio? There's, you'd think maybe there was a production crew, but really there's been about three people responsible.
A shout out to Jasper, who's in the other room, for helping set everything out. And shout out as well to Nard Maud and also the people of Tweech. Really appreciate everybody and all their support. Right now, we have a little promo coming up. What do you want to say about this promo that we have coming up? It's a reach of the CITR's past. Again, we're celebrating, 85 years of CITR Radio.
Was selected or I applied. I forget how it all came about, but I made a very in-depth documentary going into CITR's library as all of the old shows were digitized and UBC was making funds available and having people that were interested make documentaries using this new library. And I actually went through and made a documentary on the Seattle's impact on Vancouver and grunge. And I found all sorts of clips and I saved a few of them. And that's how I was able to find them as I listened to so many of them. And that's what we're going to hear.
A DOA promo. So this is a DOA promo from the archives of CITR, which is accessible. CITR search CITR tape archives. And this is a DOA promo, I think, made by Bill Baker, celebrating a DOA gig in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
All right. Now here's something you don't want to miss. CITR presents on Valentine's Day, February the 14th at 86th Street Music Hall. For the first time ever together, DOA and Bolero Lava. Now let me tell you geeks that if you miss this, you truly are a pencil neck. DOA are ready to crush your futile brain into the dust, and Bolero Lava will do something similar, I'm sure. Okay, so that's February 14th at 86th Street Music Hall. That's Valentine's Day.
You ready, Roger?
Oh,
okay. And you're still listening, hopefully, to CITR Radio, and you maybe heard me in the background because I didn't turn off the mic, saying hello to Roger Allen.
Hello, yeah, and we're live. We're live.
Now it's a DOA promo. They're not playing 86th Street.
Yeah, and also that was very cool to hear because DOA have been, I can't count how many goodbye DOA shows I've been to over the years, and they're still going. And they're a Vancouver band that's important. And I also wanted to mention we played DRI before, and that DRI album was on Fringe Records. But I also have this sealed Death Sentence Fringe record release. And here I have a handbill for Death Sentence, which was a CITR presentation, I believe. And
do you want to put it a bit closer to the camera?
So a sealed Death Sentence album from 1988 on Fringe Records, as was DRI. And I looked closer at that Death Sentence handbill, and I guess it wasn't a CITR presentation, but still, it's cool to see.
I remember actually interviewing Death Sentence when it came into CITR Radio. I couldn't find that cassette in the NARD archives. Sorry about that. But I did actually find this cassette because it was just recently sent to me by Nikki, his new band, Le Pilgrim. Yes, the great thing about CITR is we'll play anything. In fact, actually, could you just pick up for the camera for a second? Roger, just point at all the cassettes that we have on the back wall. These are all cassettes at CITR Radio that we can play. That's the great thing about CITR Radio is you are a DJ, you are an operator, you're a producer, you're in total control. You can play whatever you want within the CRTC guidelines. In other words, if somebody sends you a cassette, thank you, Nikki, your new band, Le Pilgrim, I can actually play your cassette. I don't have to actually, well, I can check it out ahead of time, but there isn't any music director to go through, i.e., you know, once the music director says it's okay, you can play it, but, you know, it's up to the DJ to decide. So it's really cool. Like, a lot of radio stations, you are told what to do. But at CITR, as I mentioned, you're a writer, producer, and operator. And Nikki, thank you so much for this cassette. So right now, actually, Roger, let's try to play this. So this is Le Pilgrim, and here's the note that Nikki sent me. The note says, Nardwar, long time, no talk. This is my new band after Radiation Risks. It has, I think, a certain Canadian flair that maybe you'll enjoy. So we're going to play something by Le Pilgrim. I don't think I have a Quebecois French song queued up, but still, let's let's point the camera at the cassette deck down there to show people. There is the cassette deck, so I have Le Pilgrim all queued up. And I should just be able to press go right now. And you're a double shot. And you're still listening to CITR FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardwar to Human Serviette Radio Show. We're live here at CITR Radio playing music and cassettes. And we just heard two songs from Le Pilgrim at CITR Radio. We love playing your cassettes. CITR Radio celebrating 85 years. And we also, in honor of CITR 85th, you contacted a few people. Roger.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Turn on the mic.
Sure. Yeah, I contacted a few people and asked some questions. I'm not exactly sure who you're referring to. Are you referring to Cub?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, as I said, when I did that documentary on grunge music, I did speak to quite a few people. And yeah, Cub were definitely one of the bands that I wanted to speak with because they kind of went against the grain as far as like what was popular at the time, which was a heavy guitar, grungy sound. Let's face it, that's the word that gets used. And Cub were definitely a poppier band.
So we're going to hear Lisa talking about CITR radio, but right now we have some Cramps queued up, don't we? The famous Cramps record.
The famous picture disc Cramps album. And again, like I said, I've saw the Cramps a few times, but the one that was basically a very pivotal moment in my life here was at UBC when I saw them when I was really young. It was an all-ages show. And yeah, Slow, another incredible Vancouver band, were the opening band. And it was an amazing show.
So we're going to hear some Cramps. Also, we're going to hear Lisa talking about CITR Radio. And probably in there as well, we're going to hear a promo of Lisa's band, Cow, playing with...
Hole
at the Town Pump. Right? Roger?
Yes.
Roger Allen.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, actually, Roger, maybe you can grab... Just feel free to that. And right now, we'll... go with the Cramps on CITR FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
As I got a garbage brain, it's driving me insane. And I don't like a ride, so push that nest aside. And baby, I won't care, cause baby, I don't scare. Cause I'm a reborn maggot using gym warfare. Rock. Thank you.
1980s. My name is Lisa Marr, and I was a CITR DJ in the late 1980s and early 90s, as well as the editor of Discorder in the early 90s. I was a CITR member for many years while I was going to school at UBC, studying creative writing, and then also for many years after. CITR was my home and my family, and I love it. I was in a band called Cub from 1992 to 1997, and Cub actually formed largely because of CITR, because of the shows I was doing there, and because of the music I was being exposed to there, and because of the friends that I met there. And one of the friends was Robin Iwata, who later became the guitar player in Cub. And of course, Bill and Randy, who are the founders of Mint Records. A bunch of us who worked at the radio station would always be going down to Seattle to see shows. And it was the time of grunge in the early 90s, of course. So we would go to Nirvana shows and Mudhoney shows and Screaming Trees shows and Tad shows and Melvin shows. And we loved it all, but we also loved all these really poppy bands that were coming out of the Pacific Northwest around that time too. Bands like the Fastbacks and Girl Trouble, who we really loved. There was just so much music and it was such an exciting time and so many different kinds of shows. And you really could go to these shows in like tiny clubs or warehouses and parties where you'd see, you know, all kinds of music here, all kinds of music happening, and it was amazing. When Cub started playing a lot in 1992 and then 1993, we loved playing with all different kinds of bands too. And at one point in 1993, we did get invited to open for Hole at the Town Pump, featuring, of course, Courtney Love, who was already by then very notorious, and this sort of larger than life character who actually I was a little bit afraid of because she was just so loud and in your face and I guess maybe a little bit unpredictable. So I tended to be a bit more shy in a way and not prone to like screaming at people at random moments. So I found her a bit intimidating actually. And I don't really remember having any sort of conversation with her. I remember seeing them sitting in their dressing room and being a little too intimidated to even go in and say hello. But I do remember it was a pretty amazing set that night by them, and it was packed. And later we heard that Patty Schemmel, the drummer, had been the one to request that we play with them. And she is an incredible drummer and was into supporting other female musicians, I think. Cub was an all-women band, and I think that was sort of the appeal, and just that we were kind of this ragtag group of people figuring out what we were doing as we were going along. And there was a certain energy to that that I think she appreciated. We were also told later that Kurt Cobain had been a Cub fan, so maybe that was part of it too, that he had heard the music and also liked, you know, just the freshness of it, and maybe they had sort of shared that, and maybe he had also been one of the people saying, hey, you should check out this band up there. Who knows? That's just conjecture and legend, obviously, at this point. But as far as 1991 being the year punk died, I don't know about that, but I do know that 1993 was the year that cuddlecore was born, and it's a genre that stuck with Cub, for better or worse, over the course of our five-year career. And now people are still, of course, talking about grunge, but they're also still talking about cuddlecore. And there's a whole new generation of fans that are hearing that music for the first time, thanks to their parents or the internet or finding old records in record stores, and are getting turned on to it and are starting bands of their own. And that is exciting to me. Thanks.
Holy crow, it's Hole!
CITR is proud to present Hole coming to the Town Pump August 28th with special guests. Show starts early at 8:30. Hole will be on at 9:45. Tickets at all usual outlets through Ticketmaster. And remember, Courtney Love just ain't no Mrs. Kurt Cobain. On the inside, is she pretty? From the back! Let's go!
Crow. Why do you girls call yourselves whole, eh?
Hello, everybody.
And you're still listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardwuar to Human Serviette radio show live with special guest DJ...
Roger Allen.
Oh, Roger? I forgot to turn on your mic, so there, your mic is on. With let's do that again, shall we? With special guest DJ...
Roger Allen.
And Roger, what did we just hear there? A promo!
We heard a promo for the band Hole, who played with the band Cub. And then we heard Lisa Marr of Cub earlier speaking about her experiences, both in Cub and meeting the band Hole.
And before that, we heard some other stuff, didn't we? Or we're going to hear some stuff.
Before that, we played the Cramps, right?
We heard the Cramps,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, with Human Fly, and that was on a picture disc. And yeah, we've gone through maybe seeing the band, the Cramps, and all that.
And you had some other stuff that you wanted to possibly to show and maybe get to another time. But what did you want to show there, Roger?
Earlier we played GBH, and maybe I was listening to Terry McBride's show, who went on to create Network Records. And I also believe worked at Odyssey Imports in Vancouver, where I bought a lot of records.
His show on CITR. CITR Presents, right? On that flyer?
Yeah, yes. GBH, this is a... CITR presented show, and maybe I first heard about GBH and why I bought that record because I heard Terry McBride's show, or maybe I was listening to the show Flex Your Head. I can't remember, but I got that GBH handbill at this concert, which was also a CITR presented show. Here in Vancouver, and
for people that are streaming on Twitch, they can see it. But I guess for people on CITR Radio,
right.
Maybe we should explain.
Okay, yeah, I forgot about that. Not everyone can hear the radio or see the radio. This is a Suicidal Tendencies T-shirt. I bought it at a CITR presented show, which may have been something I had heard of from Flex Your Head, which was a CITR radio program. And when I was leaving, I grabbed this GBH handbill, which was also a CITR presented show. And because of that, I bought the GBH record way back in 1985. And I brought it here today to celebrate 85 years of CITR radio.
Thank you so much for going through that. I really appreciate that, Roger. That's very nice of you.
It's all planned out in the future. So no matter what, this is all going to happen.
And actually, we'd like to do a quick shout out again, if it's possible. Right now, a quick shout out to... Hey, it's Nardwuar, the human serviette, saying shout out to 3v1 and doot-doo-loo-doo 3v1. Doo-doo. Yeah, and you're still listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardwuar to Human Serviette radio show playing live. We're actually spinning discs.
Playing live.
With special guest DJ Roger Allen.
Yes, here we are, and it's been a lot of fun being able to meld these two worlds of Twitch and radio.
And what do we have coming up right now to end the Nardwuar to Human Serviette radio show? Roger.
I thought we could play something by the band The Slits, which the band The Slits are actually touring in 2024, and they're going to be playing places like Whitehorse and Regina and Victoria. And I've really enjoyed you, Nardwuar, your interview with John Lydon. And
rest in peace, Ari Up, who actually has passed away. So I guess they're touring minus her.
Yeah, that's the thing I was surprised to see. And also rest in peace, Nora Foster, who recently passed away. So the music lives on, so we should play it.
And we're also going to, as we end an Nardwuar to Human Serviette radio show, we're going to end with what? Adrenaline OD?
Yeah, Adrenaline OD was a band that I actually heard a lot of when I was a kid because my neighbor, basically, was this guy named Lenny Morgan, who went on to create a zine called Idle Thoughts and was in a band, Oversoul 7. And recently I noticed on the back of the Oversoul 7 record, he thanks my grade 11 graphic design teacher. So I have a feeling my graphic design teacher helped Lenny Morgan with the album design. And yeah, again, it was just a sense of community, Lenny making a zine and being able to see it, hear the music through maybe CITR. So I thought that tied everything up nicely.
Well, thank you very much, Roger, for coming out to CITR Radio today. Again, if people are listening on CITR Radio, they might be wondering, what the hell are we doing on an Ardwar show? We're playing kind of songs in honor of CITR 85th, 1937, 2003. 85 years of CITR Radio. CITR being a radio station that you can join and you can do a radio show. It is they let me do a radio show all these years, and we've played some stuff from the past. And you, Roger, have brought in a whole bunch of records as well and memorabilia to show the listeners of Tweech and also tell the listeners of CITR Radio about, right? Because it's not only seeing, it's believing, the Nardwar to Human Serviette radio show. Anything else you'd like to add to the people out there at all, Roger?
Hopefully, Nardwar, you're able to keep coming in and doing your radio program here, or at least, if not, actually, this next week, you're going to be here as well, right?
Yes, we're going to be back next week. Are you going to be back, Roger, possibly, or?
If we get 1 million likes on this video, I'll return.
Boom.
I'm just joking. Yeah, I'll do my best to be here.
Oh, thank you. So possibly next week, some more CITR-related stuff, like some more CITR 85th-type music?
CITR, yeah, maybe we'll try to find some more modern music.
Or some different genres as well, like the DJ Sound War to explore.
Yeah, DJ Sound Wars. Somewhere here, I actually have I've already put it away, but yeah, there's a whole rich history of Sound Wars, as you just said.
Which is hip-hop. The rap battle of bands.
Yeah, hip-hop and other, as you said, genres of music. So yeah, that's a good, we played what we played today, and then next week we'll play some different music.
So next week, 3:30 p.m. Pacific, that's 6:30 Eastern time on Tweech, and also live in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada on CITR Radio. We'll be back at the Nardwar to Human Serviette radio show celebrating 85 years of CITR Radio, a radio station that you can actually join and be part of and do news or sports or just hang out in the lounge, etc. Roger, maybe you can grab that. Oh, actually, let's end this properly. Why should people care about Roger Allen? Why should people care? And why should people care about CITR?
Well, yeah, they should care about CITR, or maybe even myself, just in the way that, as you just said, music, and this is a shared experience and it's a community. So the fact that we're here doing this and people are able to listen and watch is a communal experience. So it's fun and we're all doing something together. So why not care about it?
Well, thanks so much, Roger. Here we come with the Slits and an Adrenaline OD. Keep on rocking in the free world and do.
Boo hoo.
Thank you. Will you be my baby? Da, 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 da. I heard it with the grapevine. Now much longer will you be my baby?